Time for overtime on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Thanks for joining us, and we're going to break down the remaining three games for Week 11. And that starts with you, Lyle, which I would consider to be the game of the week. That's Kansas City and Buffalo.
Yeah, this is game of the year for sure, I would think. I mean, undefeated Chiefs against Buffalo, who's actually had some luck against the Chiefs during the regular season. Now, playoffs, that's a whole different story, but we'll give you plenty of fantasy goodness here. Patrick Mahomes, a couple weeks ago, finally broke 20 points in fantasy for a week. Hmm. But that doesn't mean you play him for real this week. I think you still keep him on the bench. I think he's QB 17 for a reason. So just keep him on your bench. Kareem Hunt, since coming to the Chiefs in week four, he's averaged 16 fantasy points. That makes him an RB1. You got to be playing him each and every week. DeAndre Hopkins slowed down a little bit last week, but I think he's still a safe wide receiver 3 for you this week. And, of course, Travis Kelce, he's pretty much been tight end 1 since week 4. He had those first 3 real rough weeks, but now you're playing Kelce, and he's in the trenches each and every week. I'm not playing Xavier Worthy or Juju Smith-Schuster. I think Smith-Schuster's just coming back from injury. I'll keep him on the bench for now. And Worthy really hasn't had a good game since, I think, September. So keep those guys on the bench. And as for Buffalo, you're playing Josh Allen. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. You're playing James Cook, who I think this is a really good run defense for Kansas City, but because he is involved in the pass game, I think you still have to keep James Cook in your lineup. Khalil Shakir, he's a wide receiver 2 at this point. It looks like Dalton Kincaid and Amari Cooper are both questionable. It looks like Cooper's maybe leaning towards playing more than Kincaid at this point. If Cooper suits up, I think he's a sexy flexy. And Kincaid would be a start in tight end mandatory, but you just got to make sure that he is actually active before you do that. And then I think both defenses belong on the bench this week. I expect a few more points scored this week than the forecasted outcome.
Odds on favorite to win the MVP right now is Josh Allen. And Lamar Jackson is 2nd. And Patrick Mahomes is 3rd. Which I'm trying to figure out why Patrick Mahomes would be 3rd. But I think Allen needs to really inflict some damage on Kansas City, which is what they normally do in the regular season. Anyway, Buffalo favored by 2.5 points. Sunday night football is a fun one. I get to break that one down. That's Cincinnati taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. Well, you're starting Burrow. You're starting Chase Brown. He's turned into something, and that's pretty cool. Khalil Herbert is on the team, but he's still learning. Don't do anything drastic and start Khalil Herbert. Unless you're Jack in the Loon League. Chase Brown, yeah. Jamar Chase, you know what to do there. T. Higgins looks like he's actually going to play. Breaking news, T. Higgins will be out on the field, at least for a few plays, it sounds like. Andre Yosavash, no, and Mike Gesicki. Now, when Higgins is injured, Gesicki is the real deal. If Higgins plays, I don't know about Gesicki. But he's had some great weeks for you. Maybe Burrow keeps looking at him, and you want to start him. Over to the Chargers. Well, Justin Herbert, as this season has gone on, this team has gotten to be much more fantasy relevant. Herbert is a real deal. He's a QB1. Not the QB1, but you're starting him. Dobbins and Edwards, you're going to keep. I think Dobbins, they're going to keep running with him until they run him straight into the ground. Ladd McConkey's a flex. Quentin Johnson, Josh Palmer. They're going to have to throw the ball this week against Cincinnati. Put Quentin Johnson in the flex. And we talked about Will Disley before. If you've got some bye week problems like I do, I have Otten and McBride. So I had to pick up Will Disley in the league and start him in a tight end mandatory league. Chargers favored by 1.5 at home. And then Monday night football, Jack. Houston taking on, I don't even know what to call this team anymore. I guess they're the Dallas Cowboys still.
It's America's team, John.
Yeah.
It's America's team.
Uh-huh.
Which really is starting to become Kansas City.
Oh, for sure.
You've got Joe Mixon in the trenches. RB1 might be the best fantasy play of the week. CJ Stroud, QB1, definitely in the trenches. He's had some bad games, but this is Dallas. He's getting Nico Collins back. It looks like he'll be back. So, if Collins is in the game, I've got him in the trenches. Tight end mandatory, you can throw Schultz in there if you want to. You know, I picked up Mechie and Hutchinson in a couple different leagues to kind of back up what I thought Tank Dell was going to do. Tank Dell's not looked good. If you need a play for the, you know, for your playoffs and you're trying to get some points and get going, I mean, against Detroit, he had 9 targets and only 5 receptions. 9 targets and 6 receptions against the Jets. Now, granted, he had 126 yards, but the guy's not catching things coming his way, and he just didn't step up to that Nico Collins role when he had the chance. So he's a sexy flexy at best with Tank Dell, but I kind of like Mechie in some garbage time here in Dallas. I don't see Dallas being able to do anything against this team. Houston defense is certainly in the trenches, and you know, pick a kicker. Go that Houston kicker. Although the Dallas kicker is probably the best kicker in the league. All right, Dallas side of the ball. CeeDee Lamb, John. I'm trading or benching CeeDee Lamb where I can in leagues where Guillotine and other players are available. If you have CeeDee Lamb, you're going to start him. Just don't count on the same production. He's going to have to get a lot of volume from Cooper Rush because Rush has been inaccurate. He has been doing a lot of dump offs. Doesn't have a deep ball that works. Rico Dowdle on my team would still be an RB1. On someone else's team, he's an RB2 or a sexy flexy. It's just the way it is. And I did have some shares of Tolbert. I dropped him in all formats. I don't think there's any reason to get wide receiver in Dallas. This is a quarterback and coach problem. It's not a player quality problem other than that quarterback. So just don't trust Dallas helping you get into the fantasy playoffs. That's all I'm saying. Temper those expectations. I'm not saying to bench Lamb. I'm saying don't count on Lamb to be WR top 5 this week. You know, I like Houston to win in a pretty good way.
This is a quarterback, coach, and GM/owner problem in Dallas is really what it is. Yeah. Thank goodness it's going to be played at night, so we don't have to worry about them putting the curtains over the top of the hole in the stadium. Houston is favored by 7.5. That is going to bring overtime to a close. We thank you for joining us on the Fantasy Football Foursome. For Lyle and Jack, my name is John. We'll see you next week.